Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. I once heard of a study where several monkeys were placed in a room with a tall pole in the middle. Sitting on top of the pole was a stalk of bananas. But every time a monkey would begin to climb the pole to get the bananas, it would be sprayed with water. Eventually, even though they were practically starving, none of the monkeys would attempt to climb the pole. Then, a monkey that knew nothing about the water spray was placed into the room. As soon as he became hungry, up the pole he went, only to be pulled down quickly by the other monkeys, even though there was no longer the threat of water spray. Sounds like just a case study of ignorant monkeys until you consider that many parents do the exact same thing with their children. And we've tried for the good jobs only to get sprayed down with opposition. We've reached for our dreams but been knocked down so many times we don't even try anymore. We'd rather starve. Then, a child that knows nothing about the opposition is born into our home, and as soon as they get hungry for their dreams, we quickly pull them down because we don't want them to experience the same obstacles we faced, even though the obstacles may no longer be there. In Philippians 4:13, the Apostle Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Now, this was a man who faced incredible obstacles, shipwrecked, beaten, and malnourished. Yet, no matter how many times he got knocked down, he stayed focused on the mark. He called it the prize. You might say, the bananas at the top of the pole. And he refused to give up. So it should be for our children. Protecting them is one thing. Holding them back from their God-given dreams is another. Peer pressure and the weight of this world's system will work against them well enough. What they need from us is encouragement, positive comments, and affirmation. Just because you've tried and failed, don't assume that your children will suffer the same. No, be their greatest cheerleader, and every time they get knocked down, encourage them to get back up and try again. And by the way, I hear that the water's been turned off, so you might even try another shot at the bananas yourself. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.